Experts say Zimbabwe will likely be asked to prove beyond reasonable doubt the existence of the alleged crimes, while the targeted individuals could counter that the basis for the request is political. According to Sibusiso Ncube, a human rights lawyer, it's up to South Africa to accept the request or not, since there is no extradition treaty.
The request will go to the Minister of Justice, and if South Africa were to decide from a political level that they do want to proceed with the extradition, it then becomes a judicial issue.
Zimbabwe's Ambassador David Hamadziripi, who has denied to confirm if the extradition request has been passed on to South Africa yet, says Zimbabwe can rely on its mutual legal assistance agreement with Pretoria. But Ncube says the pact is limited to the provision of evidence and execution of sentences and does not facilitate extradition. He says if South Africa grants the request, the former ministers could mount a legal challenge all the way to the Constitutional Court.
There is a SADC extradition protocol which says extradition must be refused where the request relates to offences that are of a political nature or where the person might be persecuted on protected grounds like race, religion, ethnic, political opinion, and if there's already been a final judgment for the same crime elsewhere.
One of the targeted former ministers, Walter Muzembe, is accusing President Mnangagwa of attempting to abuse international law to silence his critics.
The Republic of South Africa should not be intimidated from providing these regional safety nets against tyranny and dictatorship. People go back when they feel safe. A country that sponsors 7 million immigrants all over the world cannot be considered safe.
And political analyst Zenzo Moyo says he is not convinced that the request will succeed, since this could put South Africa in bad light.
It is clear that they are being recalled to Zimbabwe, not necessarily for their criminal activities, but to be charged for their political activism and advocating for the region to look at ZANU-PF and the way it is governing Zimbabwe.
Lunga Ngqengelele, the spokesperson of the Minister for the Department of International Relations and Cooperation in South Africa, says the last time they heard about the said extradition request was in the media. President Mnangagwa has openly vowed to make sure the former ministers are extradited, accusing them of working with the country's detractors. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.